the beginning of Hilchas Geneva. It's chapter 1. Hilchas Geneva is the laws of theft. Chapter 1 contains the introduction to Hilchas Geneva and 18 halachas. The subject matter of the halachas in this chapter is a definition of what constitutes geneva, theft, and the penalties for one who is guilty of theft. The Rambam begins Hilchas Geneva, Yesh Bichlolon Sheva Mitzvahs. These halachas contain 7 mitzvahs. Shtei mitzvahs asei, 2 positive mitzvahs, v'chomesh mitzvahs lois asei, and 5 negative mitzvahs. V'zehu proton, and this is a list of the mitzvahs. Aleph, shaloi lignev momin, it is forbidden to steal money. Beis, din haganav, the law concerning what happens to the thief. Gimel, letzadek moiznayim im hamishkolis, the law that the scales and the weights that are used for weights and measures should be correct. Dalid, shelo yase ovel bemidos uvemishkolis, not to act dishonestly concerning measurements and weights. Hey, shelo yia leodam even veeven eifa veeifa, a person should not have in his possession 2 different kinds of weighing stones, one correct and one incorrect, or 2 different kinds of bushel measures, even though he does not use the incorrect one for actual buying and selling, he must not possess such dishonest weights or measures. Vav, shelo yasig givul, not to encroach upon someone else's property or territory. Zayin shaloi lignoiv nefoshes, not to steal living people, that is kidnapping. Ubeya mitzvahs eilu beprokim eilu, the details of these mitzvahs are given in the following chapters. Chapter 1, Halacha Aleph. Kol hagoinev momin mishav pruto lamaila, anyone who steals money or something worth money, worth a pruta. Pruta is translated usually as approximately a penny. The worth of a pruta ulemaila, or something more. Oive aloisase, he has transgressed a negative commandment. Shenemar, as the pasuk specifies, loy tignoiv, you shall not steal. V'ein loikim alav ze, nonetheless, malchus is not given as a penalty for this negative commandment. Shehare nitan letashlumin. Why? Because it is possible to repay what one has stolen. Shehaganef chivosei tori l'shalim. Because the ganef was specifically required, the thief was specifically required by the Torah to repay what he has stolen. V'yechot ha-goinev momen Yisrael, the same prohibition applies whether one steals money from a Jew, or ha-goinev momen goy, or for stealing money from a goy. Both are prohibited. V'yechot ha-goinev es ha-godol, oy es ha-kotten, and the same prohibition applies regardless of whether one steals from a grown person who is over bar mitzvah, or from a child under bar mitzvah. All is forbidden. Haloche beis, osa lignoiv kol shehu, din Torah. The law of the Torah forbids stealing without any minimum limit set on what constitutes stealing. Even the smallest amount of money is forbidden to steal. The also lignoiv derech schoik, and not only is it forbidden to steal when one intends to keep it, it's even forbidden to steal as a joke. Oy lignoiv al menos lahachzir, or to steal something with the intent of repaying it. Oy al menos lashalim, or to pay money for it. Hakil osur, all this is forbidden. Shalo yargil atzmei bekach, in order that one should not be in the habit of stealing. And even though here we said that even the smallest amount is forbidden, and in Halacha Aleph we said that the minimum amount was a pruta, that's for how much one has to steal in order to be required to repay it. But Halacha Beis teaches us that the prohibition of stealing is even less than a pruta. Halacha Gimel, Ezehu ganav, what constitutes a ganav, a thief? That means one who takes money or some possession from another person, in a hidden fashion, in a secret way, v'ein habaylim yoidim, in a manner in which the owner of the stolen property does not know, is not aware of it when he comes and steals it. Kegoin, for example, a poishet yodei l'teich kis chaveira, a pickpocket, he sticks his hand into someone else's pocket or purse, v'lokach ma'oisav, and he took his money, v'ein habaylim royim, and the owner of the money did not see him do so. V'chein kol kayotzi baze, and so any similar kind of stealing. Avalim lokach bagolui, however, if he took something where it was seen and known, it was not hidden, ubeparhesi, it was done publicly, bechoizek yod, it was done through violent means, without caring who sees him, ein zeganov, this is not called a thief, elo gazlon, that's called a robber. So the difference is whether it's done secretly or it's done publicly. Lefichach, and therefore, listim mizuyon, an armed burglar, shegonav, who stole, ein a gazlan, even though he's armed, and it is because, and as we will say right away, ein a gazlan, this is not considered a robber, ela ganav. That's a thief. Afal pisha bailim yoidim bishar shegonav. Even though the owner of the property is aware that he is stealing it, and the only reason he does not interfere with the stealing is because he's afraid, because the burglar is armed. Nevertheless, since this is not done publicly, it's done secretly. Although the owner knows, nobody else sees him, therefore that's called stealing, it's theft and not robbery. Halochet dalet, ganev shehi idu olav edim ksherim shegonav, if there was a thief against whom two competent witnesses said testimony that he had stolen something, chayev l'shalim shnayim, he is then required to repay double what he stole, lebal hageneva, he has to repay this to the owner of the stolen property. Im gonav dinar, if he stole a dinar, that's a coin, mishalim shnayim, he has to pay two. Gonav chamoir, if he stole a donkey, or ksus, or some garment, or gomel, or a camel, mishalim shnayim bidomeo, he has to pay twice its value. Nimtza, it therefore turns out, mafsid kishir shabikesh lachaser eschaveiroi, that he is losing, he is being fined, the amount that he sought to take away from the other, from his victim. Halocha, hey, ganev shehoida meyatzmoy, a ganev, a thief, who himself came and confessed that he had stolen, shegonav, that he had stolen, mishali mesakeren, in this case he will only pay the principal, he will repay what he stole, upata min hakefel, but he is free from paying the kefel, the double. He does not pay the fine, shenemar, because concerning kefel, concerning a thief being required to pay double, the pasuk says in Mishpatim Asher Yarshiun Elohim, the amount which the judges will find him guilty. Then Yishalim Shnayim, he shall pay double. That means if the judges found him guilty, v'loy hamarshia satzmoy, but not if he himself confessed his guilt. Then mishalim shnayim. So only if the judges found him guilty, he pays double. V'hu hadin l'chol haknosis, and so is the law, as we learned already in Hilchas Nizkei Mammon. This law applies to all fines, all cases where money is being paid as a punishment and not as a debt. Shehamoide bohem, if he himself confessed and there was no testimony against him, potter, he does not have to pay the fine. Haloche vov, tashlume kefel noyagim bakoil, this payment of double as a fine is applied to any stolen item, any merchandise or any money, anything that's stolen. Chutz miseh v'shoyer, except a lamb or an ox. Shehagoyne v'shoyer o yesaseh, because in this case, these are two special cases, one who steals an ox or a lamb, v'tavachoy mochar, and then he either slaughtered or sold the stolen ox or lamb, mishalem, he has to pay, not the ordinary double, he pays al haseh tashlumei arba, in the case of a lamb which he stole, and either slaughtered it or sold it, he has to pay four times its value, v'al haseh Hashor, and in the case of an ox, Tashlumei Chamisha, he must pay five times its value. Halacha Zayin, Echot HaIsh, V'Echot HaIsha Shagon V'Chayovim. The same rule applies regardless of whether a man stole or a woman stole something. In either case, Chayovim L'Shalim Tashlumei Kefel V'Tashlumei Arba V'Chamisha. They are required to pay the double or the four or five times the value. Hoysa Eishes Ish, if the thief was a married woman, She'ein Lo L'Shalim, and she has no money of her own with which to pay the fine, to pay the double or the four or five. She has no money of her own, because any of her earnings belong to her husband by rabbinical law, and all the property that she had before the marriage is entrusted into her husband's care to administer, and therefore she herself has no funds to pay. Then the double, the amount of the fine, that is, will remain a debt. She has no money to pay. It remains a debt that she owes. Achatizgarish, until she either becomes divorced, or yomus bailo, her husband dies, and now she will become an unmarried woman who has money, and then ubeizdin nifroin mimena, and then the beizdin will collect from her what she owes. Halochiches, Kotn Shegonav, if a child under bar mitzvah stole, potem in hakefel, he is not required to pay the double, just as he is free from all punishments of the Torah. Umazirin loy dover hagonav mimenu, and to the victim we return the article that was stolen. Vim avdu, and if the thing that was stolen was lost, einichayev l'shali mat hakeren, then the child who stole it does not have to pay even the principal amount that was stolen. V'afilu liyacha shehigdil, and even after he becomes bar mitzvah, he is not required to pay. Halochetes, or eved shegonav, a slave who stole, and the slave has no money, since whatever a slave acquires belongs to his master. Potter min hakefel, the slave does not have to pay the double. Ubailov peturim, but the owner of the slave does not have to pay either. She'ein adam chayiv al nizkei avodav, afal pi she'ein mamoinei, because a person is not obligated to pay for damages committed by his slaves, even though the slaves are his property. And we learned hilchas nizkei mamon that one is responsible for damages committed by his property, such as animals that belong to him, but he does not have to pay for damages of his slaves. Mipnei she'yesh bahem das, because slaves, unlike animals, slaves are conscious of what they themselves are doing, ve'eina yochel l'shamram, and therefore it's not possible to require the owner of the slave to guard his slaves. The owner of the animal can be expected to take care of his animals, but since the slave is a human being, he does what he wants, and the owner cannot possibly prevent it. She'im yachisenu raboy, because why can't he prevent what the slave does, since the slave does things deliberately and from his own cognition? Therefore, if we'll say that he'll have to pay, then the slave will have a powerful tool to use against his master. She'im yachisenu raboy, if the master will do something that angers the slave, yelech v'yadli godish be'edl of dinar, he will go and set fire to grain that's worth 1,000 dinar, v'chayotzi bazeh, or some other such damage, mishar nizakim, some other kind of damage, and the owner will have to pay. Therefore, the law is that the owner does not pay. Nishtacher ha'eved, however, later on, if the slave was set free, chayiv l'shalim esakefel, he will at that time, when he earns money, he will be required to pay the kefel, the double that he did not pay previously. Halacha yud, roi lebeizdin lahakis esaktanim kifi koyach hakotn. Although we learned in halacha ches that if a child stole, he does not pay the double, It is, however, proper that the Beis Din shall administer a beating to such a child. They shall hit him kfikoyach hakotan to the amount, to the extent that the strength of the child is able to withstand it al hagneva, if he stole. Kidei shelo yiyu regilim ba, so that children shall not become into the habit of stealing. V'cheinim hiziku she'ar nizakim, and so also if they committed some other sort of damage, they shall be beaten. And so also in the case of slaves who stole or who committed some damage, although we learned in Halacha Tes that they do not pay, nevertheless they should be beaten, and they should be beaten very severely, since they are grown-up people. They can withstand a severe beating, and this should be done kidei shelo yiyu regilim lahazik, so that they shall not be in the habit of committing damage. Halacha yudalef hoisa hagneva biyad haganav. Now, if the thief stole something, and while he had the stolen article in his possession, v'hishbicha me'eleho, its value increased by itself, not due to some effort that the ganef expended upon it, the thing increased in value. Kigoin kivsa sheyolda, such as, for example, if he stole a sheep and the sheep gave birth, v'gazaza, or he stole a sheep and he sheared the wool from it, the wool grew by itself. Mishalim oisa v'ez gizoiseho v'ez v'lodiseho. He has to pay everything. He has to pay back the thing he stole, the sheep, and the wool that he shore, and the lambs that were born. V'im acha yish yolda v'gozizah. However, if after the original owner had despaired of ever getting his article back, of ever getting back the sheep, and therefore the sheep is now, as far as he is concerned, it's hefker, it's ownerless. Now, if at this time yolda v'gozizah, the sheep gave birth, or it was shorn, mishalim kishas hagneva. Now he only pays the amount that the sheep had been worth at the time that he stole it. Hoitzi aleha hoitzah v'hishbicha. If the thief went to some expense to cause it to increase in value. Kigoin shapitma, for example, he fed it a lot and he fattened it. Harei hashevach shel haganav. Now, in this case, the increase in value belongs to the thief, since it is due to his efforts that it was increased in value. Afilu lifnei yush, and even if the increase in value occurred before the original owner despaired of recovering it. Ukeshemarzir hagneva im hakefel noitel hashevach, and when the thief, in this case, pays back what he stole together with the double amount, noitel hashvach min habaylim, then he is to be paid the amount that the value increased. He is to be paid this by the owner. Or he shall subtract that amount from the double that he is paying as a fine. Halacha yud beis. Hagneva atzma shehi biyad haganav v'loy nishtanis. The stolen article itself, if the thief still has it in his possession, v'loy nishtanis, he has not changed it into something else, choyzeres lebaleho, the article itself is to be returned to the owner, bein lifnei yish, bein lacher hayish, regardless of whether this is before the owner despaired of recovering it or after he despaired. Elo she'acha yeish hashevach lelganav k'moshe b'yarnu, except that after the owner has despaired of recovering it, any increase in value belongs to the thief, as we have already stated in the previous halacha. Nishtanis hagneva biyad haganav. If, however, the stolen article was changed into something else, for example, if he stole lumber and he built it into a building, he stole cloth and he sewed it into a garment, if it was changed into something else while in the thief's possession, the thief has acquired possession of it, it now becomes his. V'kana shivcha afilo lifnei yish. And he now has possession of any further increase in value, even if it increases in value before the original owner despaired of recovering it. And he does not return the article itself now. He keeps the article and he pays only the original value of the article in money. Halacha Yud Gimel, Gonav Krusha V'Hishmina. if he stole a lean animal and it was fattened up, it became fat, or he stole a fat animal and it became lean, in either case he pays the double or the four or five times the value that it had as its value at the time that he stole it. Gonav tlev v'nasa ayil, if he stole a lamb and it grew up into an adult ram, egel v'nasa shor, or he stole a calf and it grew up into an ox, mishalim tashlume kefel kishas agneva, he pays double according to its value at the time that he had stolen it. Tvachayoy mechare acha shehigdil, if he slaughtered it or sold it after it became an adult, after it grew up, nasa shinui biyadoi, now since it has changed into something else while it was in his possession, it is his. Kanahu, he has acquired possession of it, the thief has acquired possession of it, it's now, since what he stole was a lamb and now it's a ram, or he stole a calf and now it's an ox, it's his. Vishaloihu teveach, vishaloihu moicher, and when he sells it, when he slaughters it or sells it, he is slaughtering or selling his own. V'eini mashalim tashlumi arba v'chamisha, and therefore he does not pay the four or five, he pays only the simple double for having stolen it, and he pays the double of what it had been worth at the time he stole it. Halacha yudalit, gonav behema, if he stole an animal, or kli, or some utensil, v'chayetzi behem, or some other thing, u'bishas hagneva hoyeshov arba, at the time he stole it, it was worth four amounts of money. V'yachshav b'shas hamoda b'din shavashnayim, and now when the case comes to court, it only is worth two. Mishalim keren kishas hagneva. Now he pays the keren, the principal, according to what it had been worth at the time that he stole it, because at the time that he stole it, that's what it was worth. V'tashlume kefaloy arba v'chamisha kishas hamada bedin. But the fine, that is the double, or the four or five that he has to pay, this he is not required to pay until the judges judge it so. And therefore he does not pay, he pays only the value that it had at that time. So the fine is paid according to the value at the time the case came to court. Now what about the opposite case? Hoyashove b'shasak nevishnayim, if it increased in value at the time when he stole it, it was worth two. U'bishas hamoda b'din arba, at the time that the case came to court, it was worth four. Imshochat oy mochar oy shover hakli, if he has slaughtered it or sold it, or he broke the utensil, oy ibdoy, or he lost it, mishalim tashlume kefel oy arba v'chamisha kishas hamoda bedin, if it is that he himself now committed the damage to it, then he has to pay double or four or five according to its value at the time the case came to court, even though this is now an increased value. The mesa habehema, if however the animal died, or avad hakli me'elav, or it was lost by itself, not that he caused it to be lost, he destroyed it, but it was lost, mishalim tashlume kefel kishas hagneva, now he pays the double, he pays the fine according to what it was worth at the time he stole it. Halacha tezvav, mishaganav kli v'shavrei oy pachsoi, someone who stole a utensil and he broke it, or he spoiled it so that it's now not fit for what it was fit for before, oy nishbar oy nifchas me'elav, or it was broken or spoiled by itself without his active intervention, ein shamin loy hapchas, we do not make an allowance in the cost for the amount that it lost in value. Elo royin kama hoyoshove oisahakli, we only examine how much had that utensil been worth to begin with. Umeshalein labaylim shnaimim bebedamav, and he pays the owner double that amount. Vakli hashove yielaganov, and the broken utensil will now belong to the thief. That is, we do not say that the original owner should take the broken utensil, and the thief shall pay him the difference. The thief pays the full amount, and he keeps the broken utensil. V'chein kol kayetzibas, and so any similar case. V'yimirotzu habaylim litil haklia shover. If, however, the owner wishes to take the broken utensil, v'yishalim lahem apchas, and the thief should pay him only the difference in value, v'hakefel, and plus the fine, shoymin lahem, then he has the authority to do so, and we are required to follow his wishes. Halacha tezayin, haganav shaganav v'tavach, a thief who stole something, an animal, and slaughtered it, oy machar, or he sold it, lifnei yeyush bailim, and he did so before the original owners despaired of recovering it, afa pisha loikana lekeyach, even though in this case the purchaser to whom the thief sold it, it has not acquired possession, and the animal itself is to be returned to its original owner, if the animal itself is returned from the purchaser to the original owner, nevertheless, this is considered a sale, in that the thief is required to pay four or five times the value. And certainly if he slaughtered it or he sold it after the original owner had despaired, in this case, he certainly does have to pay the four or five times, because here his sale is an actual sale, and the purchaser has indeed acquired possession, and the only thing that's returned to the original owner is money. Halacha Yud Zayin, Hagoinev Miganev Acher, one who stole from another thief, even though the original owners have despaired of recovering their stolen article, in this case, he does not pay the double. If he slaughtered it or sold it, he does not pay four or five times the value lagana farishin. In all of these cases, the second thief, the one who bought it from the second thief, does not pay the fine, the double or four or five, to the first thief. Because the law requires that this animal should be returned as is to its original owner, and the thief has never acquired possession of it, and therefore the second thief did not steal it from its owner. So he cannot pay to the first thief, because the first thief was never its owner, and the second thief does not pay to the original owners, the double or the four or five, because he did not steal it from them, he stole it from the first thief. Halacha Yudches, Gona Vitovach, if someone stole an animal, and he slaughtered it, Ubo Ganav Acher Vigonav, and now there came a second thief, and he stole it from him. Haganav Acherin, the second thief, Mishalim Tashlumei Kefel Haganav Harishin. He stole the meat now, he stole the carcass. So he pays double to the first thief, Shaharei Kona Bishinei Maisa, because the first thief had acquired possession on it, since he committed an act, the act of slaughtering, that changed it from one thing to another. He changed it from a living animal to dead meat. So he thereby acquired possession of it. So the second thief, who stole it from the first thief, has to pay to the first thief the double. The ganav harishin, and the first thief, mishalim tashlumi arba v'chamisha, he pays to the owner four or five times. Ganav u'mochar, if a thief stole and he sold it, uboach ever gone of min alikeach, and now a second thief comes along and steals it from the purchaser, then the law is as follows. In this Yashu Habailim, if the original owners have despaired of recovering it, then in this case, Hare Harishin Mishalim Tashlumi Arba V'chamisha, the first thief pays four or five times the value to the original owner, because he had sold it. V'haganev hasheni mishalim tashlumi kefel, and the second thief pays double to the first thief. V'imboynes yashu habalim. However, if the owners had not despaired of recovering it, then the second thief pays no more than the principal itself.